أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا، يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وإن كل محدثة بدعة، وإن كل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، الحمد لله، all praises and thanks are due to Allah. We praise Him, we thank Him, we seek His assistance, His forgiveness, and His guidance. We seek refuge on Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala from the evil within ourselves and our bad deeds. Whomsoever Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala guides, no one can mislead him. And whosoever Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mislead, there is no guide for him. I bear witness that none has the right to be worshipped other than Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. He is alone without partners. I also bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a servant and messenger of Allah. Peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, upon his family, and his companions. O you who believe, fear Allah as he ought to be feared, and die not except in the state of Islam. O humanity, fear your Lord, who created you from a single soul, who created from that soul its mate, and escorted from them both many men and women, and fear Allah, through whom you demand your mutual rights, and do not cut relations with the wombs that bore you, and indeed Allah is Raqib, watcher over you. O you who believe, fear Allah and say that which is correct, in order that He may accept from you your deeds and forgive you of your sins. And whosoever obeys Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has indeed achieved a greatest achievement. Amma ba'd, the most truthful speech is the book of Allah, and the finest guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the most evil of affairs are newly invented matters in this deen, and every newly invented matters in this deen is a bid'ah, and every bid'ah is astray, and every astray is in a hellfire. We ask Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to save us and our families from the hellfire. Brothers and sisters in Islam, I advise you and myself to fear Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, the Almighty. Fear Allah and be patient with the life of this world. Fear Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and be patient with the life of this world, the life of this dunya. Meaning, be patient with difficult things that you are going to face in this life. Because always we are going to face difficulties in this dunya. So fear Allah and be patient. Because fear of Allah and patience, or fear of Allah with patience, are great things in the sight of Allah. As So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentioned in his book Al-Quran in Surah Yusuf, he said, فَإِنَّهُ مَنْ يَتَّقِ وَيَصْبِرْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ فَإِنَّهُ مَنْ يَتَّقِ وَيَصْبِرْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ Whoever fear Allah, whoever fear Allah, not only that, and be patient. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ Then verily, the reward of the good doers will not be lost in the sight of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So fear Allah and be patient. Not only that, you have good character. The world, mankind. Because good character will help to protect your deen, to protect your Islam, your iman, your aqeedah. And bad character also helps to destroy your deen, your Islam, your iman. We all know that Iblis, la'natullahi alayh, may Allah curse him. Iblis, he was one, he was good person among the jinn, but his bad behavior, his bad character caused him to go astray. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala cursed him ila yawmiddin, until the day of judgment. Inna alayka la'nati ila yawmiddin. Iblis, he has aqeedah, he believes in the oneness of Allah. Iblis, he believes in the oneness of Allah. And he believed that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is the creator. Creator of the heavens and the earth and all that exists. That's why when Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala questioned him, Ya Iblis, ma mana'aka an tasjuda lima khalaqtu biyadayya. Ya Iblis, ما لك ألا تسجد إذ أمرتك. O Iblis, why you refuse to prostrate yourself before Adam when I commanded you to do it? Listen to his answer, brothers and sisters. Listen to his attitude, how he behaved before his Lord, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. He said, Ana khayrun min. I'm better than him. I'm better than him. You know, I'm better than him. This is the methodology of shaitan. I'm better than him. You know, I'm from Saudi Arabia, and you from Pakistan or India, therefore I'm better than you. Or, you know, I'm from America and you are African, you know, I'm better than you. This is methodology of Iblis, of Shaitan, because geographical demarcation has nothing to do in the sight of Allah. Doesn't mean anything in the sight of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Listen to Iblis philosophically arguing with his Lord. I'm better than him. Why? خَلَقْتَنِي مِنْ نَارٍ
Because you created me from fire.
And him
you created from clay. So therefore,
automatic, I'm better than him.
So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala said to him, فَهْبِطْ مِنْهَا
Get down. There is no place for you here to act like that. Get down.
فَهْبِطْ مِنْهَا Get down. It is not for you to behave like that. Here.
فَخُرُجْ
Get out.
فَإِنَّكَ مِنَ الصَّاغِرِينَ
You will become among those that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will humiliate in disgrace.
So Iblis,
in this ayah, he recognized that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is the creator.
He said, خَلَقْتَنِي
You created me.
So he has aqidah.
وَخَلَقْتَهُ
You created him.
So he has aqidah.
He believed that Allah is the creator.
In other ayah, he said,
فَبِعِزَّتِكَ
I swear by you mighty,
لَأُغْوِيَنَّهُمْ
أَجْمَعِينَ
I will mislead them all,
إِلَّا
except
عِبَادَكَ الْمُخْلِصِينَ
The choosing slaves among them.
So he said,
he swear by Allah.
And he said, عِبَادَ
The choosing slaves.
So he know that all of us are slaves of Allah.
In other ayah, he said,
Rabbi anzirni,
O my Lord,
anzirni,
keep me
ila yawmi yub'athun
until day of resurrection.
So he has aqeedah.
But his bad behavior,
his bad character,
caused him
to become one of the disbelievers.
So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala
mentioned
in his book Al-Quran,
Abba was takbar.
He refused.
Not only that,
he was proud,
arrogant.
Fakana
min al kafirin,
and he became one of the disbelievers.
Brothers and sisters,
bad character
helps to destroy your Islam,
your Iman.
As you heard right now,
the statement of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in his book, Al-Quran,
about Iblis,
may Allah curse him.
So brothers and sisters,
how many of us are arrogant?
Including myself,
how many of us are arrogant?
Check your own self
and you will find the answer.
Some of the Muslims today,
after they accepted Islam,
if Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala blessed them
with some good understanding of the deen,
they become arrogant people on the earth.
Nice thawb, nice kuf, mashallah, beer,
is good things.
This is signs of Muslim.
But doesn't mean that you use these things to become arrogant on the earth.
Everybody are nothing to him.
Everybody are nothing.
They don't know how to humble themselves.
They don't know how to represent Islam
good
and attract the hearts of the disbelievers.
You know,
he don't understand nothing in the deen.
So what you can teach him?
You have something to teach him?
If you don't know nothing to teach him, then be quiet.
If you can help him and bring him to the correct path,
the book of Allah
and the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam,
now it is your responsibility
take care of your brother. don't neglect you, brothers and sisters. Because we all same. Everybody are same, except those who have taqwa. Those who have taqwa, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will raise them to higher rank. الناس من جهة التصوير أقسام أبوهم آدم وأمهم حواء فإن يكن في أصلهم شرف يتفاخرون به فالطين والماء. Everybody on the side of creation, everybody are same. We are same. Black, white, yellow, brown, everybody are same in the sight of Allah. Best of you are those who have taqwa, fear of Allah. فَإِنْ يَكُنْ فِي أَصْلِهِمْ شَرَفٌ يَتَفَاخَرُونَ بِهِ. If you want to act proud, arrogant, because the honor of your lineage, then remember that all of us were created from what? Water and clay. All of us were created from water and clay. فَإِنْ يَكُنْ فِي أَصْلِهِمْ شَرَفٌ يَتَفَاخَرُونَ بِهِ فَالطِّينُ وَالْمَاءُ. That's why good character is part of aqidah. So we need to understand that and correct our behavior and learn how to deal with the creations of Allah. Again, good character is part of your aqidah. One brother told me, he said, you know, you keep talking about good character, you need to talk about aqidah. Yes, we need to talk about aqidah, because aqidah is the foundation of this deen. But good character also is part of the aqidah. That's why when you go to the books of Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, Aqidah Wasitiyah, Hamawiyyah, Tadmuriyyah, Tahawiyyah, all these books, at the end of the books, he mentioned about good character. The Salaf al-Salih, they used to have good character with one another. Good character is part of your aqidah. That's why Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in hadith, "Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawm al-akhir." Man kana yu'minu billah, whoever believe in the oneness of Allah. وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ, in the last day, this is aqidah. فَالْوَاتِ فَلْيَقُلْ خَيْرًا أَوْ لِيَصْمُ. Say a good word or keep your mouth shut. Good behavior. Keep your mouth closed. If you believe in the oneness of Allah, in the last day, you believe that one day all of us will return to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the Almighty, then say a good word, because ma yalfidhu min qawlin illa ladayhi raqibun atid. Sometimes you pronounce a word and this word will bring you too far deep down to the hell of Jahannam. Man kana yu'minu billah wal yawm al-akhir. Another hadith, فَلْيُكْرِمْ جَارًا. Whoever believe in the oneness of Allah in the last day, respect your neighbor. How many of us respect the neighbors today? Or because Allah bless you with Islam, and 2 years or 5 years ago, you was a disbeliever like your neighbor. Now you don't want to respect him. You don't know how to bring Islam even to your own neighbors. And you are responsible to bring Islam to everybody, even with good character. If you don't have knowledge to give da'wah, your good character
can represent Islam and bring the disbelievers to the deen of Allah. فَلْيُكْرِمْ جَارَ, respect your neighbor. And we know that the ulama, rahimahumullah, they spoke about neighbors. Say, we have three different neighbors. Neighbor, your Muslim neighbor who related to you. You have to give him Islam right, neighborhood right, and family right. Neighbor or non-Muslim neighbor, you have to give him neighborhood right. A Muslim neighbor who not related to you, you have to give him neighborhood right and Islam right. Even some of the ulama mentioned that everyone has 160 neighbors. You have 40 neighbors on your left, right side, 40 neighbors in front of you, 40 neighbors on the left side, and 40 neighbors in the back. So we can keep relation with ourselves tight, especially with Muslims. من كان يؤمن بالله. This is aqeedah. فليكرم ضيفه. Respect your guest. Don't just give him a room and that's it. Oh, this is place for you to stay. And you close your door. You don't know if he has breakfast, he has something to eat or not. Yeah, oh, this is place for you to stay. فَلْيُكْرِمْ ضَيْفَ. Respect your guest. Brothers and sisters in Islam, good character will bring love, will help us to love one another and to unite. Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam call us to that. Just giving salam to your Muslim brother, one of the good character that we need to learn as Muslims. Give salam to you Muslim brother or sister. If someone greeted you with a greeting, greet him with what is better. As Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentioned, وَإِذَا حُيِّيتُم بِتَحِيَّةٍ فَحَيُّوا بِأَحْسَنَ مِنْهَا أَوْ رُدُّوهَا. When you are greeted with a greeting, greet in return with what is better. Or at least return it equally. Return it equally. Someone say, Assalamu alaikum. Return, Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Or wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah. If you are riding something, you're driving your car, or you're riding horse or donkey, wherever, and you pass a person who are walking in the street, you should give him salam. If you are walking somewhere sitting, you should give him salam. If you are a group of people and you met another group of people, the less group, the less number should give salam to the large number, and so on and so forth. Salam. لا يهجر مسلم أخاه فوق ثلاثة أيام يلتقيان فيعرض هذا ويعرض هذا خيرهما الذي يبدأ بالسلام.
Two or a Muslim should not boycott his Muslim brother more than 3 days. You're not supposed to shun your Muslim brother more than 3 days.
يلتقيان, you know, walk past one another without salam. خيرهما, the best of the two is the one who will begin by giving the salam.
بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات والذكر الحكيم. أقول ما تسمعون واستغفر الله العظيم الجليل لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على النبي المصطفى وبعد. Brothers and sisters in Islam, spreading salam among Muslims is one of the great things. That's why Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم stated in hadith, فحق المسلم على المسلم ست. Every individual right over another Muslim are six. You have six rights over your Muslim brother or sister. You know, we have right over one another. Husband has right over wife. Wife has right over her husband. You know, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has right over us. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala right over us is to worship Him and worship none but Allah. Do not associate partners in your worship with Allah. This is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala right over us. Our right over our law, that when we worship Allah, He will not punish us. And we have right over one another. Six. Number one, إذا لقيه فسلم عليه. When you meet him, give him salam. Today, you know, you have to look to his face first, find out what masjid he go before you give him salam. What type of Islam is that? What kind of Islam we have today? إذا لقيه فسلم عليه. وَإِذَا دَعَاكَ فَأَجِبْ. If he invite you for food, have walima, come and eat, accept his invitation. This is part of the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we are missing today. You know, we don't invite one another to our homes for food. You know, brother, can you come this Sunday to my house, you know, for food? You don't even know. You know, we prayed together for 5, 4, 10 years. We don't even know where he lives, because everybody hiding himself. He don't know. He don't want people to know where he lives. وَإِذَا دَعَاكَ فَأَجِبْهُ. وَإِذَا سَنْصَحَكَ. If he seek advice from you, give him sincere advice. We don't seek advice today, because you know, when you bring your business to your brother, you know what's going to happen. So no one want to bring his business to another brother. Even if you seek an advice for such situation, you won't say anything to anybody, because you know if you mention something to your next brother, you know, tomorrow everybody in the community will hear about you. But إذا عطش, if he's niche, say الحمد لله, say يرحمك الله. إذا مرض, if he's sick, visit him. If he die, go to the funeral. This is your right over your Muslim brothers and sisters. Brothers and sisters, salam is like peace from you to your Muslim brother. At the same time, it's like you ask Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala to bless your brother. Salam is recommended. Everybody, all young leaders, others, should give salam. Because salam will bring love, peace, tranquility to the community. And we all are same. Muslimu lil muslimi kal bunyan, Muslim brother. Muslim brothers and sisters are like building. They support one another. And you remember the hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِي لَن تَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ لَا تَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ حَتَّى تَحَابُوا حَتَّى تُؤْمِنُوا وَلَا تُؤْمِنُوا حَتَّى تَحَابُوا وَلَا أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَى شَيْءٍ إِذَا فَعَلْتُمُوهُ تَحَابَبْتُمْ أَفْشُ السَّلَامَ بَيْنَ. You will not believe until you will not enter paradise until you believe. You will not believe until you love one another. Shall I tell you something that will help you to love one another? Spread salam among yourselves. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, authentic hadith, Bukhari and Muslim collected this hadith. Ayyul Islami khayr, what Islam is better? He said, tut'imu at-ta'am wa tuqri'u as-salam ala man 'arafta wa man lam ta'rif. Feed poor people, spread salam to whom you know, to whom you don't know. That's why Isa alayhi salam, Jesus, the son of Mary, when his mother got pregnant and she became pregnant, she was sad about the situation. She was sad about the situation. And fanadaha, Isa alayhi salam called her from below, Allah tahzani, Qibna, don't be sad. قَدْ جَعَلَ رَبُّكِ تَحْتَكِ سَرِيًّا. Allah provided you fresh water under you. هُزِّي, shake the trees of the dead. تَسَاقِطْ عَلَيْكِ رُطَبًا جَنِيًّا. Fresh, ripe, dead will fall upon you. فَكُلِي, eat from that dead. وَشْرَبِي, drink from the fresh water. And be comfortable, be happy. If you people come to ask you about the situation, tell them, today I'm fasting, so I will not speak to anybody. When her people came and asked him, Ya Maryam, oh Maryam, where you get this child from? ما كان أبوك امرأة سوء وما كانت أمك بغية فأشارت إليه. She pointed to Isa عليه السلام. And Isa عليه السلام bring out his identity. إني عبد الله. I'm the slave of Allah. آتاني الكتاب. He has given me the scripture, the book. وجعلني نبيا. He made me a prophet. وَجَعَلَنِي مُبَارَكًا. And I'm blessed. أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُ. Wherever I may be. Anywhere I go, I'm blessed. وَجَعَلَنِي مُبَارَكًا أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُ. وَأَوْصَانِي, commanded you to pray, to give zakat, as long as still alive. وَبَرَّمْ بِوَالِدَتِي. Be kind, dutiful to my mother. Until he said, وَسَلَامٌ عَلَيَّ, peace be upon me. He gave himself salam. Peace be upon me. The day I was born, The day
I died, the day I shall raise up, the day Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will raise me up after death. So brothers and sisters in Islam, giving salam to Muslim brothers and sisters is one of the great things. And also, good character is part of our aqidah, is part of our deen. We should understand that, and we should try as much as we can to apply these things. Ibadallah, inna Allah amarakum bi amrin bada'a fihi بنفسه وثنى بعده بملائكته فقال تعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وأنعم على عبدك ونبيك محمد اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وذل الشرك والمشركين ودمر أعداءك أعداء الدين واحمي حوزة الدين وانصر عبادك الموحدين اللهم آمنا في أوطاننا اللهم أدم الأمن والاستقرار في ربوعنا اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم إنا نسألك الخير كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم ونعوذ بك من الشر كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم اللهم إنا نسألك خشيتك في الغيب والشهادة ونسألك اللهم كلمة الحق في الغضب والرضا ونسألك اللهم نعيما لا ينفد وقرة عين لا تنقطع وهب لنا اللهم صحة لا تلهينا وغنى لا يطغينا واجعلنا أغنى خلقك بك وأفقر عبادك إليك رب العالمين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون قوموا إلى صلاتكم أرحمكم الله. يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين ألهاكم التكاثر حتى زرتم المقابر كلا سوف تعلمون ثم كلا سوف تعلمون كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين لترون الجحيم ثم لترونها عين اليقين ثم لتسألن يومئذ عن النعيم الله